The Anniston Hollywood Star Theater with Ronald Coleman, introducing Gene Bates in Sacrificial Lamb.
Bunny, what are you reading?
Murder mystery.
Trash, Bunny. Sordid trash. I don't know what's come over people. Murder in books, murder in films, murder on the radio. Disgusting. In my opinion, the depravity of people amused by such bestial muck is exceeded only by those who concoct it.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ronald Coleman speaking to you from Hollywood. You've just had a brief glimpse into tonight's exciting story on the Anniston Hollywood Star Theater. This is the opening of the third year of this program. And for the third time, I have the good fortune to participate in the launching of a new season of plays. The policy and purpose of this theater, as you may know, is to introduce new and promising young actors and actresses to our audience, and in this way, to give them an opportunity to display their talents. Since its inception 2 years ago, 92 young players have been presented on this program. 92. And many of them have since gone on to the stardom and success predicted for them by the stars who introduce them each week. Requirements for stardom are very hard to define and difficult to detect unless an opportunity is given for talents to be displayed. Then and only then can there be sometimes seen a glimpse of a spark, which, if developed and encouraged, may grow into a flame. Every actor knows how narrow and crowded is the doorway to the bright stage beyond, how painfully scarce are the opportunities to show what he can do. The Hollywood Star Theater provides one of these opportunities. And tonight, we present the very attractive and clever Gene Bates of Burlingame, California. After the play, I will return for an interview with Gene. But first, let us hear her in the original radio drama, Sacrificial Lamb, in which she plays the role of Hallie. Ladies and gentlemen, Gene Bates. Good luck, Gene.
Thank you, Mr. Coleman.
The man sitting behind the rubber plant in the hotel lobby waited until the girl was on her way through the revolving door out to the street. Then he got up, settled his eyeglasses more firmly on his nose, and followed her. He followed her almost to the corner, then paused, uncertain, as she turned about and strode deliberately back to him.
Stop it, sir.
I beg your pardon.
I want you to stop following me. You've been following me for days.
Oh,
don't try to deny.
You've noticed it.
I was very flattered at first, and I do appreciate your interest, but unless you stop it right now, I'm going to call a policeman.
Oh, good heavens, no, my dear
In
young
fact,
lady.
If you're still here by the time I count three.
Wait, please. I want to show
one,
you something. What did I do with my wallet? Here.
Two.
Here,
I'm not kidding.
Here, look at this.
I don't want to look at anything. I just
my
want
goodness,
you to get.
It won't hurt you to look.
I don't want to. Why, it's a picture of. What's my picture? What are you doing with a picture of me?
No, it's not your picture. It's not a picture of you at all. It's a picture of my sister. My sister Bunny. You see? The resemblance is striking, isn't it?
Mister, just what is it you want?
I want to offer you a job, as it were.
A job? Really?
May I introduce myself? My name is Oliver Shaw.
Well, what sort of a job have you in mind, Mr. Shaw?
What need we discuss it here? There's a little tea shop down the block.
I
assure you, I'm quite respectable.
Well, all right.
Good. May I carry your suitcase?
Oh, thank you.
Oh, not at all. Are you leaving town?
No, just moving to a less expensive hotel. What sort of a job, Mr. Shaw?
An impersonation of my sister. My sister Bunny, who is dead. I've been inquiring about you at the employment agencies.
Learn much?
Your name, Hallie Hughes. That you came to town a week ago. That you're an orphan with neither friends nor relatives here. And you want employment as a secretary. Though you were once, briefly, an actress.
Oh, you really found out, didn't you?
Your connection with the stage upset me at first. I mean, there's so much moral laxity among the members of that profession, if one may term it such. Then I realized your having been an actress was perfect for my plan.
The impersonation of your sister?
Yes. You see, Bunny joined the waves during the war and died in an auto crash in 1943.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My mother was very ill, and I feared the news might shock her fatally, so I never told her. She thinks Bunny is alive and still in the service.
Well, that must take quite a bit of doing on your part.
Well, she gets a letter every week, supposedly, from Bunny overseas.
Well, can't you spot the difference in the handwriting?
Mother is blind.
Oh.
And has been since childhood. Well, she misses Bunny increasingly, and I've been in utter despair, Miss Hughes. And then I saw you.
I see. Oh, Mr. Shaw, I'd like to help you, but... Well, there's so many reasons why it would never work.
Oh, but it would work. You resemble Bunny strongly. And what's more important, you even sound like her. Not entirely, mind you, but enough to get by after 6 years' absence.
Oh, but your friends and neighbors, sooner or later, they'd let a word slip in your mother's presence.
Oh, but that's impossible. We moved out to Woodmere only last month. My business required it. I'm in the insurance business, as it were. We hardly know a soul.
Oh, but I don't know if I could do it. It takes more than voice and appearance. Her background, her life.
Well, I could sketch in the main lines in a half hour, and I'd always be there to help
you. Oh, wait a minute, please.
Miss Hughes, I'll pay you $100 a week.
$100? Oh, Lordy. What I could do with $100 a week.
And you'd be treated exactly as though you were Bunny, of course. You'd have a family, a home.
Oh, I've never had either. Oh, what can I say?
Accept it. Please accept it. You could come with me as soon as we leave here. I just have to phone Mother and gently break the news of Bunny's return. And I could tell you all you need to know on the way down.
I don't know what to say.
Think about just giving it a trial. You may come to like us very much. Possibly, once there... You'll never, never leave.
Gene Bates will be back in a moment. Now the second act of Sacrificial Lamb, starring Gene Bates, who was introduced by Ronald Coleman. It was a startling offer Hallie Hughes received from Oliver Shaw to impersonate his dead sister, Bunny, whom she resembled. It would be an act of mercy, Oliver said. His blind mother, who had never been told of her daughter's death, missed her so much. Hallie was reluctant to assume the impersonation, but the rewards, $100 a week, a home, and a family, were too tempting. And so...
Oliver?
Yes, Mother?
Oliver, is she with you?
Yes, she's come home.
Bunny.
I'm here. Right here.
Oh, Bunny. Oh, you don't have to go back right away, do you? You can stay a while, can't you? Oh, Bunny, I've missed you so.
I've missed you, too.
Your face feels changed. More mature. And you're thinner. I'm not sure I like that.
Oh, we'll fatten her, won't we, Mother? Like a sacrificial lamb.
Oh, Bunny, it's been so long. There's so many things I want to say. I don't know where to begin. How do you like our new house?
Oh, it's lovely. I've always adored Redwood.
Oh, but of course you haven't had a chance to see it yet. Give me your hand. Come, look at it.
Of course.
I cried when we had to leave the old place. Ask Oliver if I didn't. But this is so much nicer. We have almost 3 acres. And our nearest neighbor's a quarter of a mile away. Imagine.
Oh, how beautiful.
What's she looking at, Oliver?
Oh, this sunroom.
Oh, it is nice, isn't it? The sun just pours in all day. We have our breakfast here. If you think this is sunny, wait until you see your room. We fixed it up just like your old one.
There.
Oh.
How does it look? See? Even the wallpaper is the same pattern.
Oh, it looks wonderful. You shouldn't have gone to all that trouble.
Trouble? Did you hear that, Mother? She has no idea how much she means to us, has she?
No. But perhaps before too long she will learn.
Bunny? Bunny, where are you?
Out here, taking a sun bath.
Oh, what are you reading?
Murder mystery.
Trash, Bunny. Sorted trash. I don't know what's come over people. Murder in books, murder in films, murder on the radio. Disgusting. In my opinion, the depravity of people amused by such bestial muck is exceeded only by those who concoct it.
Why don't you get into a bathing suit and have some sun?
Oh, I'm too busy with my stamp collection. I have a lot of new stamps to catalog.
Oh, bring them out here.
No, thank you, no. I lost a valuable Newfoundland airmail that way once.
Oh?
Yes, I was studying it intently through my magnifying glass, and almost before I knew it, the sun's rays focused and set it afire.
Oh, really?
Yes, I still haven't been able to replace it. Very rare.
Poor Oliver. Will you excuse me a minute while I get back to my story? I'm at the most exciting part.
Why, certainly. Allie? Allie? Bunny?
Hmm? What? Did you say something?
I addressed you as Hallie twice and received no response. I called you Bunny just once, and you answered.
Really? Really?
Yes, and in 2 short weeks.
Oh, it seems like forever. As though I've always been Bunny Shaw with a family and a home. I've never felt so secure in my life.
You're going to feel even more secure very soon, I think.
Oh, I don't see how I could. I really don't.
Here's the reason, Bunny. A little surprise. Just sign this there and there. Yeah, take the pen, and we'll come about.
What is it?
Tomorrow is your birthday, and this is your present. An insurance policy from Mother and me.
No. Oh, Oliver.
Yes, go ahead and sign.
Oh.
It's a 20-year endowment policy for $25,000. Mother and I will pay the premiums.
Oh, Oliver, this is... Oh, you take my breath away.
You can cash it in, you know, anytime you like.
Oh, $25,000.
Yes. You'll have to go for a physical examination, of course.
$25,000? Why, I'm more valuable dead than alive.
Grace will return very shortly. The time when people appreciate Anacin tablets most is when they want quick relief from sudden pain of headaches, neuritis, or neuralgia. At a time like that, you don't want to wait. You want quick relief. So if you ever suffer from the pains of a headache, neuritis, or neuralgia, for your own sake, get Anacin and keep it handy. For Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, it contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients prepared for your convenience in easy-to-take tablet form. Enjoy fast, effective relief. You can get Anacin at any drugstore. Remember the name Anacin. A-N-A-C-I-N. Now the final act of Sacrificial Lamb, starring Gene Bates, who will be interviewed later by Ronald Coleman. Allie Hughes assumed the identity of Oliver Shaw's dead sister, Bunny, as a favor to him and because she needed the job. The impersonation has brought her the first real security she has ever felt. A home, a family, even an insurance policy. She's very happy.
Come in.
Well, Mother said you wanted to see me.
Oh, I didn't mean to disturb you. I could have waited till you were finished.
Oh, I was only puttering in the garage. What is it?
Well, I'd like to run into town this afternoon. May I use the car?
Well, of course.
I'm going shopping for a new dress.
New dress? Well, you have a closet full of dresses.
Well, I know, but they were Bunny's and...
You mean you've never worn any of them because she's dead? Oh, but that's nonsense.
Well, I didn't know how you'd feel about it.
Of course you ought to wear them. Ridiculous. Here, look at them now. Go ahead, see if you like them. If you don't, you may buy others, of course. Here, Hold one up against you for size there.
Oh, how lovely. Oh, it's just beautiful. But...
Yes? What is it, Bunny?
Well, I was under the impression you told me your sister died in 1943.
Well, she did die in 1943.
But these dresses that were hers...
Well, what about them?
Well, they're all new look, and... Well, that style didn't come in until much later. 2 or 3 years after...
Of course, I should have remembered. All Bunny's clothes were lost in transit when we moved here. Yes, and I didn't want to upset Mother. She treasured them so, you know. So I went out and purchased a lot of new ones. You see?
Oh.
Yes, Aunt. Oh, what's all this bother about a new dress, anyway? Is it for a date this evening?
No, not this evening. Next Saturday afternoon.
Saturday?
Uh-huh. Garden party at the Howards. Buster Howard invited me yesterday.
Oh, Bunny, can't you get out of it? I've arranged something for next Saturday.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Well, of course you didn't know, but it's my birthday next Saturday. Oh. And I thought a picnic all day, Mother and you and me.
Oh, Oliver, of course. I'll break my date with Buster.
You're very sweet and obliging, Bunny.
Very. I still need the car this afternoon. More than ever, in fact.
Why?
Oh, wait until Saturday. You'll be surprised.
Maybe you will, too.
Morning, Mumsy.
Good morning.
Oh, a wonderful day for a picnic. To feel the sun on you.
What?
What is it, Mumsy? Do you feel ill?
No. No.
Oh, where's Oliver?
In the garage. He'll be in very soon.
I have a birthday present for him. Hope he likes it. Cost a lot of money. More than I could afford, really. Here, give me your hand. I'll let you see it. You know what it is? It's... Oh, Oliver! Good morning. Happy birthday.
Is everything all right, Oliver?
Yes.
Many, many happy returns of the day. Come here and take a look at your present.
Bunny, I want you to come out to the garage with me now.
Right now?
Yes.
Well, I just sat down. I haven't had breakfast yet.
I said come out to the garage with me now.
Come see your present first.
I said now.
Oliver.
It's quite all right, Mother. I've arranged everything, and there's nothing else she can do about it, really.
Oliver, I don't understand.
She may even scream if she likes. She won't be hurt.
What are you talking about?
You've lived well with us, haven't you? We gave you whatever you desired, didn't we? A home, money, clothes, companionship. Well, now you pay us. By dying.
What?
By dying.
Oh, you're not joking, are you? But why? Why? What have I done?
It's not anything you've done. I told you a long time ago I was in the insurance business in a way, didn't I?
Oh, no. No!
Come on, Bunny.
Oh, please. Please. Oh, no, please. No, don't. Please.
Oliver. Oliver.
I have her. Mother, fetch your blanket and safety pins quickly.
Oliver, no. No.
Bunny.
Please.
Bunny, listen
please,
to
Oliver.
Me. No.
Please.
Listen. It won't hurt, do you understand? I promise you it won't hurt. I'm not a brute, you know that. You won't even feel it. None of the others suffered a bit ever. I swear it.
Oh, please don't do this. Let me go. I'll never tell a soul.
Oliver, the blanket.
Good. Wrap it around.
Oh, no!
Wait now. Wait till I get her arms
no,
under. Careful.
No.
She mustn't be bruised. The autopsy mustn't show any bruises.
No!
That's good. Now let me have the safety pins.
Please don't let him do this. Don't let him do this. I beg you. I beg you.
Oliver, may I go now?
Yes. Go to your room. Stay there till I call you.
Oh, Mumsy! Mumsy!
Bunny, believe me, it won't hurt. You simply lapse into unconsciousness. There's a bit of discomfort, only that. And then you know nothing more.
Mumsy! 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 Oh, please. Please, Mumsy, darling, let me go. You won't get away with this. They'll get you for this.
Do anything, Dot.
They will. They will. They'll come after you.
I know it's difficult to accept reality. What can I say that may comfort you? Bunny, it's much better to die like this with the benefits from your death accruing to people who've been kind to you.
I hate you.
Now, hold still now. Let me get this rope around your ankles. Yeah. I know you hate me, Bunny, but believe me, I have no hatred for you whatsoever. I rather like you, in fact.
Oh, please don't do this. I'll never tell anyone.
I must do it. I need money. Do you know what it's like to awaken one day late in life, to find yourself penniless, with an invalid whom you love, completely dependent upon you? It's horrible. Terrifying. I don't like doing this, but I must. Bunny, this won't hurt a bit, truly. You'll simply be suspended by your ankles from that beam. The blood will rush to your head, and after a while, you won't be conscious at all. It'll be like going to sleep. And it's while you're asleep that the blood vessels rupture and the cerebral hemorrhage is affected.
Oh, no!
Quite painless.
No, don't, Oliver! Oliver, I really am your sister, Bunny. I didn't die in that car smash up.
Nonsense. I never had a sister, Bunny. I smell smoke. Smoke.
Oliver!
The house is on fire. Mother! Mother! Mother!
I'm all right. No, let me alone. I can stand by myself.
Can you answer a few questions? I got to fill out a report.
Yes.
Well, I've already inspected what's left of the house, and the fire seems to have started in that room with the bay window.
The sunroom.
Yeah, I guess so. I found the frame of a 12-power magnifying glass in the ashes there.
Oh, that was Oliver's. He used it to study his stamps.
Uh-huh. Well, this magnifying glass...
Is he all right? And his mother... Will they be well enough to walk to the gas chamber?
I wouldn't know. That's for the cops. Anyway, near as I can reconstruct it, this magnifying glass
I can tell you about that. I propped it up against the sugar bowl when Mr. Shaw told me he was going to kill me. I remember something he once told me about that glass. So I propped it up and prayed it would set fire to the tablecloth and maybe set the whole place on fire. So that somebody would come before it was too late.
What were you doing with the magnifying glass?
I brought it with me to the breakfast table this morning so that he could examine a new stamp I bought for his birthday. In mint condition, the man said. Very rare. I paid almost $1,000 for it. I wanted to get him something nice because I liked him so much.
Oh, lady, don't.
I'm all right. Honest, only I just thought of something funny. I got the money for the stamp by borrowing out my life insurance policy.
Ronald Coleman will bring Gene Bates back in a moment. Ever suffer heartburn or upset stomach from acid indigestion? New Vicodol mints, medically proven, quickly relieve heartburn, rid stomach of that blown-up feeling anywhere, anytime. Vicodol mints give longer-lasting relief than baking soda, bicarb, and many other preparations. Help prevent immediate return of trouble, soothe irritated stomach lining. Vicodol mints let you sleep when acid indigestion strikes at night. Refreshing minty flavor sweetens mouth and stomach. Carry new Vicodol mints for fast relief from acid indigestion. And always have Vicodol powder in your home. Now, here again is Ronald Coleman.
And with justifiable pride, may I again present Gene Bates.
Thank you very much.
After such a fine performance, Jean, I think our friends would like to know more about you.
Well, to keep the records accurate, I was born in Berkeley, California. But I was raised and went to school in Burlingame, so I call that my hometown.
And I must say you served your apprenticeship in a very beautiful part of the country. The San Francisco Bay Area. Very lovely up there.
Careful, Mr. Coleman. This broadcast is heard in Los Angeles.
Oh, yes, of course. The Los Angeles area. Very lovely down here. In fact, this program is heard in all the loveliest places in the country. But, Jean, what brought you to Hollywood?
A scream.
A scream?
That's right, Mr. Coleman. They wanted someone who could scream so it would give the audience chills. So I screamed my way into a job like this.
Chill the audience. That should put them in a deep freeze. Tell us, Jean, what is the secret in being able to burst forth with such a blood-curdling scream?
Oh, I form a mental picture of a horrible and frightening sight.
That's rather unflattering. You are looking directly at me.
I know, but you aren't you.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
I imagine I'm invited to a very smart social affair. After paying a fabulous price for an exclusive evening gown, I make my dramatic entrance. And there you are, wearing an identical strapless evening gown. That's when I scream.
I see. But for the benefit of our listening audience, I'm wearing a dark blue double-breasted suit. But, Jean, how about your career in Hollywood?
I appeared in a number of pictures while under contract to a major studio, and I've been on most of the radio shows originating in Hollywood, and have played roles on the legitimate stage.
Well, that's certainly a fine background. And I hope and believe that great things lie ahead for you.
Thank you, Mr. Coleman. And I do appreciate your taking time from your studio work to introduce me tonight. You are making a picture, aren't you?
Yes, Jean, I am.
Well, what's the title?
It's called Champagne for Caesar, a rollicking comedy.
Well, tell me about it.
No, some of the time, Jean, this is your night tonight, not mine. The spotlight stays on you until your last curtain call.
Which is right now. Thank you again, Mr. Coleman. Good night.
Good night.
Star Theaters and brought to you by the makers of Anacin, the remarkable tablets that bring incredibly fast and effective relief from the pain of headaches, neuritis, and neuralgia. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, it contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. Thousands of people have received envelopes containing Anacin tablets from their own dentist or physician. Perhaps you, too, have been introduced to Anacin this way. Then you know how effective Anacin is. If not, try it yourself. Whenever you want incredibly fast relief from the pains of headaches, neuritis, or neuralgia, you'll be delighted with the results. For most effective relief, use only as directed. Just ask for Anacin at any drugstore. It's spelled A-N-A-C-I-N. Anacin. Tonight's script was written by Walter Brown Newman. In our cast were William Johnstone, Janet Scott, and Paul McVeigh. Music was composed and conducted by Bernard Katz. Remember, Anacin Hollywood Star Theater is the only radio program which gives motion picture newcomers the opportunity to display their talents in a starring role. And it is the only show in which your favorite top stars of the day select and introduce their choice for the stars of tomorrow. Be with us next week at the same time when Charles Boyer will introduce Deborah Padgett. In the following week, such stars as Margaret O'Brien, Cary Grant, and Claudette Colbert will be with us to introduce new stars of tomorrow. This is Ken Peters speaking. Good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.